careful what you wish for. Women are supposed to have it together. Females aren't supposed to admit that we're tied up. Not to ourselves, and especially not to each other. We're not supposed to confess that we're torn or twisted, stressed or frustrated. But honest women do. We will concede that though we've made a lot of strides, it hasn't been without a downside. My friend Lynn recently tweeted, "All the women in me are tired." Now hook any woman over age 30 to a polygraph, and she'll tell you that she's exhausted. She will tell you that she's under pressure. She is strained. She's conflicted. And she's trying to balance far too much in a newly minted woman's world. She could be from any city or state. It doesn't matter, because her worries, her guilt, her fears are all the same. I am one of those women. I wonder and worry about all the same things that most women do. I try to embrace being a modern female, one with money, power, and newfound privilege from the rise of feminism, with my feminine biology and my culturally traditional inclinations and values. I'm trying to balance my take-charge nature in a fast-paced, competitive workplace and field that is still riddled with sexism, with a desire for a far more passive role in my personal relationships. No, it's not easy, but nobody ever told us it would be this hard. When I was growing up, girls were told that we could do anything. We were the daughters of Betty Friedan, whose book The Feminine Mystique gave homemakers who wanted more out of life a chance to find their voice. Friedan advocated for more opportunity for her daughter, and it was that advocacy and the feminist movement that followed in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s that led to my generation reaping the real fruits of feminism. Both my parents were extremely traditional in their own way. My dad was a wonderful man, an amazing man, and a very tough father. There was some part of him that didn't want me to go to college. It wasn't that he didn't respect women. It was that he was from old world Greece, where women focused on their MRS degree and baby making, and the man was the one who provided. He planned for me to work in our Allentown, Pennsylvania restaurant. His little girl leaving home for the big city to pursue a career in politics all by herself wasn't what he had in mind. He quite literally wanted me in the kitchen making sandwiches. My mother, on the other hand, is an evangelical Christian, traditional and old-fashioned to the core. She still gives me pearls to wear. She has given me solid advice on the importance of maintaining femininity, mystery, vulnerability, and softness. "Be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove," she'd say. And truth be told, I'm still working on that whole dove thing. But it was my mother who insisted that I was going to go to college, that I was going to study in Paris, and that I was going to work in Washington, D.C., whether my father liked it or not. This was rare for a woman who typically let her man lead. When it came to her daughters, she wanted more for us. Needless to say, my outspoken dad didn't like it. My sister Thea wanted to go to D.C. after she finished college, and he forbade her. 10 years later, when I was looking to do the same thing, he had the same response: no. But ever the stubborn child, I was hell-bent on doing it anyway. I remember packing up my Volkswagen Jetta, preparing to spend a summer interning for Pat Buchanan's presidential campaign. My father refused to speak to me. I was so upset, I asked my mom if I should rethink my choice and stay home. "Absolutely not. You need to go, Andrea," she insisted. And so I did, leaving a divided household to take a big risk for a goal that was uncertain. I would never be where I am without my wise and thoughtful mom, who chose to assert her motherly mojo in this battle with my old-fashioned dad, who was pushing me toward the only life he knew. She may not look like one, in person or on paper, but my mom is a feminist icon in my eyes. She wanted exactly the same opportunity for me as parents wanted for their sons, and she wanted more for me than her father allowed her, as he opted to elevate her brothers. For that, I am forever grateful.